So men looking for casual dates and our relationships is down 50%.
Mm-hmm. I asked a bunch of girls, when was the last time a man approached you at a bar and started talking to you?
Guys just don't approach anymore.
Women are shocked. Even the good guys aren't approaching them anymore. Like the video, subscribe, Path of Progress. Let's get into it.
Yo, I don't see the point of approaching women or bagging women. There's no point unless you know. The only way you get her is if you already know she's into you.
So what if you're out somewhere and you find an attractive woman? You're not going to go up to her?
There's no point.
Why?
Because they choose. There's absolutely no point of... What do you mean, how?
But how do you know you're not chosen if you don't go up to her?
You don't have to go up to her. Yo, when a woman wants what she wants, she shows you that she wants it.
Yeah, and I think that's totally true. This is why you don't interact with women that are not interested in you. Like, this is the thing with so many dudes. They go out there and they try and convince a woman to be into him. And man, it just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. If there's no mutual attraction, that relationship is not going to happen. Unless she turns like 30, 32, and now she's looking for just a wallet to settle down with. That's what happens.
Men don't really approach women that much anymore for a lot of different reasons, I think. But personally, I want to be approached. I would love to meet someone in real life versus online. And as long as it's a respectful approach, I'm always going to be nice. Even if I'm not interested, I'm never going to be rude to the guy. But I think as women, we have to give a signal that we are interested before most men will feel like it's okay to, like, actually approach you. Personally, I'm not going to approach a man. That's not me. But I will make it clear that I'm interested. I will pretty much give him an open invitation to approach me through eye contact, smiling at him, physically, like, getting closer to him in whatever vicinity that we're in. And if he doesn't take that invitation, then I would just assume he's taken or he doesn't have the confidence to come up to me, which just means he's not for me.
Or he's just not attracted to you. Like, see how that's just not even an option? She can't even consider the fact that men just might not be attracted to her. That is so funny, man. Those are the only two options. You either don't see it or you're taken. There's nothing else. Because that is the thing. I do agree with what the other guy was saying in the previous clip and with elements of what she's saying here, is that you are going to be much more successful with women if you choose the women that choose you, okay? Because again, there's this whole thing about men basically just bowing down to any woman, simping hard, trying to get her flowers, take her on extravagant dates, trying to convince her to take him seriously. And this is, man, you were just going about it just the completely wrong direction. Because if she doesn't see you as her number one, and she doesn't feel like she got a prize by being with you, the relationship is just not going to work. It's not going to work. If she can't respect you, if she can't have you up on a pedestal, it's game over, man. She will only see you as the wallet, the simpy guy, the beta guy. That's how it goes.
You are cheating. She is divorcing you.
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
I mean, I don't want to get no divorce, but if that's what, you know, what we got to do, that's what we got
to
do.
Do you love her?
Yes.
Are you willing to do whatever it takes to stay with her?
No.
You guys, so I'm at the gym.
Okay.
You know what? Go up to her.
Go up to the girl that you think is cute, because most likely she likes you too. And she's waiting for you to go up to her. So do it.
Just to know from a men's perspective, are you waiting on girls to talk to you first? Like, are you waiting on a girl to ask you on a date first? Because that's crazy to me. Like, when you're out in public and you're making eyes with a girl and you're, like, making it known that you're attracted to her, but you're not going to say something, how are you not going to say something? Where are the huevos? Where are the huevos these days? I feel like there's so many, like, times that guys want to say something to girls and they don't. Like, is there a guy watching this that can give us some insight? Like, why don't you just do it? Why don't you just do it? Are you scared? Are you waiting for her to say something first? I like my man to be assertive and dominant. If you want to say something to me, say something to me. I'll give you the opportunity. I'll put my phone down. I'll drop the handkerchief. But I'm not going to do it first. Should that not just be like the standard in my trip?
So there are multiple sides to this, of course. But there are tons of reasons why men do not want to approach women anymore. They really don't. But one thing I do actually think that men should approach, you know, if you find a woman attractive, go up and talk to her and just see how it goes. One thing I think a lot of guys get really hung up on is they just see the end goal. They don't see a lot of the baby steps to actually get there. So the end goal in this situation is, okay, you see an attractive woman. The man just immediately thinks, oh, well, I want her in my bed. I want to be on a date with her, etc. But if you really just break this down in baby steps first, basically removing the end goal from your head, because every single man has that end goal in his head, basically. Remove that end goal. Just go up, start talking to her, and see if you guys hit it off. See if you click. Don't have the idea like, oh, I'm going to ask for her number first. Because you don't know. She could be totally rude. She could be a bad person. You don't know if you'll actually get along. So just remove the end goal. And then when the time approaches, like, oh, we are actually getting along. Let me ask for your number and see if we can go out. Then just go in and do it. But having the end goal in mind before you actually do it is what ruins the interaction a lot of the times, because your nerves will be so high. But that's really only if you want to approach women and if you actually want to date. Because so many guys have just completely checked out, bro. Completely.
Can somebody explain to me why I don't get approached in public? Like, do I look mean or something? I don't know.
So I saw a study that almost half of men age 18 to 25 have never approached a woman in person. And let me tell you, that was literally the most disheartening statistic as someone who's in that age group and who just deleted all her dating apps because she wants to meet someone in real life.
I have a question for the men. Do you guys still want to get married?
Hi, I'm a girl in this generation. I don't like to party. I hate clubbing. I never cheat on my boyfriend. I don't have a spicy site. And I love dressing conservatively.
That was a lie. And that was a figment of your imagination, because girls like that in this generation do not exist.
They exist abroad. That's where they are. If you're looking for that in America or other Western countries, honestly, man, it's just a waste of time. It's like you're looking for a piece of hay in a needle stack. That's what it is. And all those needles have fentanyl in them.
Guys do not approach you at the bar not because you're not pretty, but it's because of this. I've been going to the bars every weekend with my friends, maybe for the past couple months, and yikes. I love it. I love socializing, and I'm single. And my friend and I were talking at the bar the other weekend, and we were talking about how we've never been approached by a single guy before. Like, maybe ever. Which is just insane to think about. Like, I can name a couple occurrences where they have, but it was like people from Europe, and they're like a different breed of people, okay? So I feel like the culture in America is way different. Guys do not want to approach you, not because of how pretty you are or how you look, but it's really because they're scared of you. And then us women over here who are single are thinking like, we look amazing, we did our makeup, we chose the perfect outfit. Why aren't all these guys coming up to us? Even if we're not into them, why don't they just come up just to like make us feel good about ourselves?
The thing that always surprises me with this stuff is just how oblivious most women are to this. Like, they have just no idea what's going on in the current dating world. They have no idea why men don't talk to them anymore. And then you'll hear women say all the time, oh, I don't want to be approached. All men are garbage. They get a false accusation. They'll get put on blast on social media. Like, there are so many different reasons why men would not approach. Tons of them. And even on top of that, there's the more normal ones. Like low confidence, fear of rejection, all of these things. It's all compounding together to make this end result.
We need to go back to men moving to girls in real life. When you're moving to a girl on the street, it's off the dome. You have to flow with it. And then obviously she might hit you with a spanner and you have to, you gotta think on your feet, baby. Now you get to sit down and think, oh, what should I say? You can't even ask for advice. Bro, how do I chat to this girl? So in terms of that on your feet game, they ain't got it like that, yo. They ain't got the flavor like that, yo.
And also, you have to remember, when it's online, you can start speaking to a girl at 6 o'clock, take a break, go somewhere else. When you're talking to a girl on the street, you ain't got that.
You're a door salesman.
It's there and then.
Show me what you got. Sell me this pen. Sell me this pen. You got 5 minutes. My boss is
you don't have any currency to pay for it, though.
Sell me this pen. You had to perform.
Dude, this is the thing with women like this. Yeah, of course, they want the high-value, charming guys to approach them out in public, perform for them, make them laugh, entertain them to some extent. Of course they would want that. She wants you to sell her this pen. But the thing is, most women today don't have any currency to even buy the pen. They don't. And that's the thing so many of them just do not understand at all. Men are looking at the situation. They're seeing what women bring to the table. They're seeing what they have to bring to the table just to interact with them. And they go, this is so incredibly unbalanced. Men are bringing so much more to the table that it is just a completely unfair deal. It's a deal that no aware man would involve himself in. And that's the thing, bro, with so many of them. If you couldn't add the bedroom fun to the list of what they bring to the table, it's crickets. There is nothing that they would bring into your life outside of that. Oh, but don't forget about the headache, though. Yeah. Don't forget that, bro.
I feel like women can no longer complain about men not approaching us anymore. Okay, because why? Women for years online have been saying, don't approach me at the gym. I'm just here to get a workout. Don't approach me at the bar. I'm just here to have a good time and dance with my girls. Don't approach me at the library. I'm just trying to get my work done. Don't approach me at the grocery store. I'm just trying to do my shopping. We have been saying online for years to not approach us places because we're not there for a man and we're just trying to do our own thing and don't want to be bothered with it. So men have stopped approaching women because of what women have been saying. You can't get mad at them because they actually listened. Like, what? I feel like something is not clicking here because then we have told men to stop approaching us. And now they have. But then You as a woman now don't want to approach men because that's not feminine. Or you don't chase, you attract. But now you can't even attract because we all have scared men out of approaching women in public. And now it's like, if you actually do want more men to start approaching you, we kind of got to take back what we said and just be like, no, you can approach us. Maybe just don't be a creep or a weirdo. Approach us respectfully. If we reject you, move on and be respectful about it. Just take the rejection and move on. All right. So if you're complaining that men aren't approaching you, just realize it's our own fault.
A lot of truth there, bro. The thing is, man, I'm going to drop a huge truth bomb right now, okay? Prepare yourself. Women are angry with men because men listened to women. I said it, okay? This is just the truth. So much of this nonsense today is just men failing a masculinity test. They have failed the shit test. That's what it is, man. Because this is one of the brutal truths that a lot of guys, a lot of women, just a lot of people don't want to admit, is that women want boundaries put on them. That's what it is. They want a strong leader of a man that will keep them safe, that will put boundaries around them, that will put the guide rails around them. That is what they want, man. But most women will never tell you this. Okay? Because this is like the fish telling the fishermen how to get them.
Hey guys, I just wanted to give my opinion on something because I feel like we're in the lazy man apocalypse. Like, men used to fight. They used to fight for their women, but now, why am I fighting? Like, why am I fighting? Why are females fighting now? Like, the roles have been switched and I just don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I don't want to deal with it. Like, I'm just done with it. Like, genuinely, I'm so confused. Like, me and my friends have been talking, like, literally, I feel like for the past couple months, especially, like, the men are gone. There's no men. Like, we're all boys. We're like, I don't know what's going on, genuinely. But if there's any good ones left, please let me know.
And this is the thing with the lack of accountability. They can never look introspectively and say, hey, what are we as women doing? What are we portraying to the public? What have we become? Are we desirable enough to be approached to begin with? They threw out almost every aspect of themselves that would make them a desirable woman in men's eyes. And they're like, oh, where are the men? Where did they go? Why don't masculine men want to date me? This is insane. And it's always the lack of accountability, man. The lack of introspection. They don't see it.
List of reasons why I think the passport bros have actually figured it out. Starting off with number one, they're looking for traditional women who value family. Number two, women in other countries are often very feminine. They let the man lead.
Why do men not understand him?
Jesus Christ.
Why do I?
No. On the whole passport bro thing, you know, this is what I recommend for most guys to do is at least go to a more traditional country, okay? Save up a little bit of money, go to a traditional country, just try and go for honestly as long as you can, just so you can see the interactions between men and women, but just see for yourself how a healthy dynamic works, how masculine men and feminine women interact with each other. Because so much of this dating and nonsense today, there is so much combativeness between men and women. But you go to a more traditional country and this just evaporates. It just doesn't exist. Because people from a more traditional country, say you're in Eastern Europe or something, they watch videos like this, they listen to women like this, and they laugh. They're like, what? You have to be joking, right? This isn't real, right? Because it is so outside of their worldview that they genuinely cannot believe it. And rightfully so, because there is a lot of delusion.
One thing I've noticed by being here in America, the dating, is that you guys just don't like each other.
Yeah.
Like, men say they would rather date internationally, and women say they just don't, not impressed with the guys here. Mm-hmm. I've spoken with both, and you just guys don't like each other.
Yeah, and accurate.
I think that's a massive problem. If you don't like the people in your own culture and in your own country, well, like, I don't understand why you guys are so nice here. Like, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. But again, like, the standards are blurred. But yeah, you guys just don't like each other. Maybe you should work on that and start liking your own nation and like your own people, you know, kind of make it work.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about with dating foreign women from traditional cultures, is that all this stuff, it doesn't even come to their mind. It doesn't even cross their mind. They're like, this is ridiculous to even think about. Like, what? Huh? This is going on? What? Men and women, like, can't stand each other? Huh? What? And I think, really, a lot of you guys won't fully understand this until you travel abroad, until you see the more traditional countries, you see healthy men and women interacting with each other in good long-term relationships, and then you'll be like, oh, wow, it is messed up. It is so messed up in America. And really, that was very powerful for me personally when I started traveling when I was younger. Japan is what really started to wake me up to this stuff. Just seeing the women there, just seeing how they interacted with men, just seeing the relationship dynamics. You're like, whoa, this is, wow, I'm not used to this at all. What do you mean? Like, your women don't yell at you? Huh? Your women, like, cook for you and take care. Like, what? They do that? And not only do they do that, but they love doing it too? Huh? This is so not what I'm used to. So really, do what you gotta do, man. But get out of the West. If you're interested in having a family with a traditional dynamic, you basically will not be able to get that in America. Just is what it is, man.
Women are failing men. Ladies, the reason that no man is approaching you is because of you, not them.
When I think a man's good looking and then I look at him and then he doesn't approach me. Like, did you not see me just look right at you? Like, that was your sign. Like, that was me shooting my shot. Like, I looked right at you. Like, I looked away pretty quickly. Like, it was kind of one of these, ooh, you know? But like,
women actually think this, bro. They really think them holding eye contact for 2 seconds is them shooting their shot. That's what it is, man. But that's the thing. You can capitalize on this if you want to, okay? So if women are giving you these choosing signals, like I said before, they're constantly around you. They're giving you eye contact, laughing at all your jokes, you know, just all of these tiny things. Shoot your shot if you want to.
Am I the only guy that will never walk up to a woman? I don't care how beautiful she is. I will never walk up to a woman, bro. It has nothing to do with anxiety or I'm nervous or I think she's better than me. I feel like it's so stupid. Like, if a woman actually really likes you and she's seen what she likes, she will walk up to you. She will do something to get your attention. You walking up to a woman, yeah, okay, it teaches you how to handle rejection. But, like, I feel like you save yourself so much time and stupidity if you let the woman choose.
There's elements to what he's saying that are truthful. Let's be real. Like I was saying before, choose a woman that chooses you. But if you're expecting a woman to walk up to you, say, hello, I like you, I want your number, and I want to date you. Dude, that is just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. The chances of that happening are so infinitely small, okay? I don't want this to get into your head and just make you delusional, okay? Because even if they do, a lot of the times, it's not exactly a woman that you would consider taking seriously anyway. I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you guys, man, because I don't want you to be delusional, just like all of these chicks are.
We just talked about it. Dudes don't even talk to a woman face to face.
They don't know how no more. Because, yo, women, they are so mean and so angry. Bruh, I saw this, my nephew was talking to this girl. Oh my God, dude, she just killed him. I mean, he was like, excuse me, how you doing? She goes, ugh. How do you come back from that? Yeah, yo, he just walked over to me. I gave him his beer. I was like, there you go, bro. That didn't happen. Let's start over.
And this is women's response to this whole thing. Oh, men don't approach women because, oh, you're insecure. You're not confident. You hate rejection. But that is such a surface level understanding of what is really going on. Because back in the day, 20 years ago, when all of this wasn't going on, yeah, that was probably the case, okay? Most men wouldn't approach because they do have some level of fear of rejection. They're insecure, low confidence, they care about what women think of them, all these things. But today, genuinely, there are so many valid reasons for men not approaching women, just straight up. But it's just so interesting how women shame men for not doing something that they could never themselves do. Oh, just be a man, approach that 304 boss babe, yeah.
Before you finish on her face or in wherever and make her toaster strudel, you should always ask Jesus beforehand. Christ. Do not just do it. There should always be a little communication right before being like, hey, I'm about to reach that point, can I do this? Bro. This thing that women hate is just feeling unprepared. It's not the fact that they don't want it, they just want to know ahead of time. So just ask, it'll probably be a yes.
And then women like this will wonder, oh, why can't I get a man? Why won't any man take me seriously? Because you're posting 304 content online. There's not any quality woman that is making videos like this.
Oh, I went out last night with like my little friends.
Okay.
And we was at this place called District Bar and Grill.
Little friends.
The point is, I have a question. Because okay. I am Go like a it. Very friendly girl.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But I want to know, when y'all see a guy out like at a bar or a club that you think is cute, or like, you know what I'm saying, you think he gave you a little app or whatever, what do you do? Me, I just like blink a lot and hope they notice me. But like, do you say something? Do you wait for them to say something to you? Do you just like hope they say something? They don't say nothing. Then it's just like, you know, whatever. I'm going to, you know, try to go to the bathroom, walk past them. Like, what happens? Because I don't know. I'm a pretty girl. And I be looking regular daggle on this internet. But baby, when I go outside, I do not look like this. And I just want to know. What do you do if men don't speak? Because I know it's not because I'm not girl, I'm ugly, because they definitely look. They look. They be.
Oh, boy.
But they do not say nothing. And I be trying to tell people this and this, how people do not believe me. But I be like, when I go out, especially when I go out with my girls, like my girls be getting hit on. They be getting hit on left and right. When I see them, nobody ever say nothing to me. They never say nothing to me. And I'm like, I don't feel no way about it because I got snicks. But I just be like, damn.
You guys, she's a pretty girl, though. She's a pretty girl, though, bro. Yeah, just go up. Start talking to her. Oh, boy, dude. But on the flip side of this, I do think it's actually ridiculous that there are some guys that are wanting to be approached, that are, like, expecting women to approach them. I find that honestly shocking. Like, bro, you're going to be waiting a long ass time for women to start doing that. Like, seriously. And the thing is, I've been approached a few times, but what happens with all of those is a lot of them are, you know, subpar in the attraction category. But the thing is, with some of these women, when they are putting themselves in an active role, she is pursuing you, she is trying to get on a date with you. From what I've noticed, the women that tend to do that, that are more, say, abrasive and aggressive and more straightforward with what they want, is they'll have other masculine tendencies about them, okay? But this is different from what some other women will do, okay? Because women do pursue men that they're interested in. They just do it differently. They do it in a more subtle, feminine way, okay? The more feminine women will just be around you. They'll stare at you. They'll laugh at all your jokes. She's easy to hang out with, makes herself available to you. She'll basically drop big hints about wanting to spend time with you. Oh yeah, there's this movie coming out Friday. It looks so good. I'm really interested in it. You know, if anybody wanted to go with me, you know, like big obvious hints like that.
I know I haven't been talking much about my dating life lately, but
okay.
I just got back from a coffee date. Did not end the way it should have ended.
Okay.
And let's make it clear, I'm open to discussion. If I'm crazy and off the wall here for thinking this, go ahead and let me know. But I really don't feel like this is out of line. A grown man who is 4 years older than me asked me on a coffee date today, which is perfect. It's right up my alley. I don't want to go out to dinner. I don't want to go out to lunch. A coffee date is literally the key to my heart. So of course I took him up on it. We met, we were vibing, we were having fun. I ordered a latte, a bottle of sparkling water. He had a latte as well, but his latte took a little bit longer because the server dropped some glassware and had to clean it up. So it took a second to get his point. Drink to the table.
Who cares?
The date was winding down, we're ready to go home, and the server comes by with a bill. And she goes, you know what? Here's the bill. I took your chai latte off the bill. Sorry it took so long, but it is on us. Like, so sorry about that. Thoughtful, nice, right? So he grabs the bill and he goes, oh, you'd like to split it? Would I like to split a $15.23 bill? Again, it's not about the money. It's about chivalry. It's about a man being a man. Honestly, it's a little embarrassing. Even if I'm out with my girlfriend, okay, maybe someone will pay for the bill and someone will Venmo back, but $15.23 to split that? And then the tip on top of that? Ugh, just got the major, major ick. So of course I tipped the server $10 on my $7 and whatever cent half of the bill was, because I was embarrassed. That is not right. I mean, she should not have to go the extra effort to even split the bill. It's just crazy. And what makes matters worse is that he asked at the end. So we do this again, right? I don't know. I'm just completely turned off by it. I understand maybe he's trying to weed out like sugar babies or whatever. I'm like, this literally is $7.
Okay, you're Miss Boss Babe Queen that can fend for herself, doesn't need no man, but you want him, but you want to be paid for at the same time. All right, we get it. The thing is, man, you guys know my opinion on this, but I think men should pay for dates, okay? And this is to set the frame of the interaction of you as the leader. But this is also why you keep dates low investment. And this is a fine example, like, dude, it's $7. But at the same time, if you are doing your role, you're setting up the date, you're paying for the dinner, you're being a giga chad and telling her what to wear, and she is being disrespectful, she's not falling in line, she's not bringing any feminine value into your life, then bro, be done with it. Wash your hands of that whole situation. And I know there's gonna be so many guys in the comments saying like, oh, well, you just want us to be like simping for women. No, dude, that's not what I said. If you want a traditional relationship, then be traditional. Then be the man. Fill your role. But that does not mean that you let her just do whatever she wants. If she is not fulfilling her feminine role, then don't take her seriously. She's a bedroom fun girl and nothing else.
I went into a coffee shop yesterday and the barista was really hot. He was very noticeably attractive from the moment I walked in. So I went up to the counter, you know, we had some great eye contact. I ordered my things. We had a little chat. It was cute. It was customer service. You know, they have to be nice to you. So I sit down and I'm drinking my coffee and I'm eating my little sweet treat. And I just keep kind of glancing over at this man because jaw on floor. And I'm texting one of my friends like, I kind of want to shoot my shot. I'm terrified though. I'm terrified. It's scary to talk to people in person and
feel about their vulnerable.
Plus I was like, there is no way this man is single. He is tall. He is built. He has nice eyes. He's got a great smile. He's being so sweet to all of the patrons. Like somebody has scooped him up. So I prepared a whole script in my head. I was like, here's how I'm going to ask him, you know, for his info. And then he's going to tell me that he's taken. And then I'm going to say this and leave. I had an exit strategy. So finally I woke up enough courage and there's a break in the line of people at the cafe. And I stood up and I went up to him and I said, excuse me, genuinely no hard feelings if not, but you're very handsome. And I was wondering if I could give you my number. He said, yes. I was shook. I did not expect it. So he gives me something to write with. I write down my number. We introduce ourselves. We had a little chat, learned a couple things. I was giddy. And so I leave the coffee shop and I'm freaking out. I feel like I'm having a heart attack. My heart was in my throat. It was beating out of control. And I called my friends that I'd been texting about it. And I was like, I did it. But something feels wrong in the number I left. And I kept repeating the number I'd written down. And I was like, something, this doesn't feel like my number. My friend is like, you know your phone number, like no way you messed that up. And I'm like, I genuinely don't think I wrote down the right phone number. And I can't get this thought out of my head. And I've walked like a block and I was like, I need to go back. Can you send me my phone number? I don't remember it. So my friend had to screenshot my contact, send me my own phone number so I could jog my memory. I had to go back into the coffee shop. So I walk back in and I'm like, hey, it's me again. Can I see what I wrote down? So he hands it to me. I had written down my mom's phone number. I don't know what happened. My brain just went smooth. And so then I had to tell this poor man what had happened. I had to be like, hey, so I guess I kind of panicked when you said yes, because I wasn't expecting it. And I accidentally wrote down my mom's phone number. So here's my actual phone number. Yeah, sorry about that. And he laughed and he was really sweet about it. And he was like, yeah, I'll text you, we're not your mom. And I hightailed it out of there. I was so red. I was so embarrassed. Fortunately, sure enough, a few hours later, he texted me and he said it was the sweetest and most hilarious thing that had happened to him in a while. And that he would absolutely love to get together sometime. So we're going to see each other on Thursday. And if this is not a quintessential Rebecca dating story or like an insight into what a weird person I am and the mistakes I make, then I don't know what is.
This clip is so interesting to me, man, because just notice how chill this guy is, how like graceful he is in a way. Because here's the thing, if women started to approach men, they would probably be quite successful with it, honestly, because they really don't have to deal with a lot of the issues that men are facing. It's not like she needed any game to interact with this guy. She was awkward as hell. She didn't have to worry about this guy recording her and putting her on TikTok, shaming her. Didn't have to worry about a brutal rejection, because again, most guys would be very grateful and flattered by something like this. The one thing women have to face is just having that bit of confidence and actually engaging in the interaction. Because that's the thing, I would guarantee you, most guys would have this reaction. Because even with this whole thing, with her being a little awkward and weird, some guys might even find that endearing and charming. Clip is a very interesting contrast compared to everything else we've watched today.
I was supposed to go on a date over the weekend. I ended up calling it off. My personal preference is, because I do think I have a good assessment of men on dating apps, that if I'm willing to meet up with you, I'd rather just meet up rather than doing this whole texting thing, this whole phone screen thing, whatever. That's just my personal preference.
Fair enough.
So this guy, he wants to hop on the phone to like get a vibe check of me, which honestly, that is totally reasonable. Wasn't my favorite, but okay, fine. Let's have a phone call. Of course, because I'm me, I pass his vibe check. And over text, he's been like super flirty and made it very clear he doesn't do dinner dates early on. But if you're going to be flirty with me and be all sexual with me, then like, you know, like if you're going to be stingy with your dinner dates, like I'm going to be stingy with my flirtation and my body. Dinner does not equate sex, but when you're being cheap and stingy, like don't be flirting with me like that.
Oh my God.
When that is your rule, right?
Just say you have a price.
Like if you can be stingy.
Just say you have a price.
And if you are spending a lot of money on dates because you don't know how to pick the women, like that is not my problem. I personally don't go on a lot of dates. So like if I am going on a date, like I do expect to be treated nicely because I'm giving you my time. Anyway, I pass his phone call vibe check. And so then we agreed to go for drinks for our first date. And when we say drinks, I'm thinking drinks. And to me, that's a perfect first date. You have a little alcohol, loosens you up, you're good, you know, you can vibe. So now it's the day before the date and I'm like, okay, like what's the plan? And he's like, okay, we're gonna meet at this cafe first for coffee and tea. And then we're gonna go to drinks to the second spot. And because I had already seen like what this guy had said about dinner dates and like needing to have that phone screen, maybe. Like to me, that is just so annoying. It made me so mad because I'm like, the agreement was to go for drinks. Now you're adding this coffee tea thing ahead of our drinks. Like that, this is another pre-screen, like a second pre-screen. So what I say to him is like, do I need to fill out a form before the second pre-screen?
Interesting play. Can't wait by to this see guy, the
compensation
actually.
Package. And of course, he thinks I'm flirting with him. He's like, oh, what are your expectations for compensation? Like, dude, I'm so pissed. I'm going back and forth with ChatGPT because I'm so mad at this. I'm like, am I wrong? Like, am I being bitchy right now? And no, I wasn't, because as I talked it through with ChatGPT, I realized like I'm showing up authentically and wanting to connect with you and get to know you, whereas you're putting all these parameters and hurdles in the way because you're trying to self-preserve and protect yourself and your finances and trying to make me prove that I'm worthy of your time and your money, apparently.
Dude, it's crazy.
to even get there, right? It takes the fun and sucks the fun out of dating and sucks the spark that like could have lit, right? I'm a nice girl. I show up genuinely. Sure. I show up authentically. I don't expect a $600 dinner on a first date or second date, right? Like, those are reasonable things. But I also don't appreciate a man who's making me jump through hoops before we've even met. Or that thinks so highly of himself and that women are just trying to,
crazy,
you know, be vampires and wild, suck on them all their gold, right? Like, get so fucked. Like, don't make it my problem that you don't know how to pick women. And that you've clearly, like, taken too many women out on dates. Like, that is just, it's just not for me. I don't know. I'm curious, ladies. I'm only inviting ladies into the chat. What Uh-oh. Your thoughts are. Because it was just so super Uh-oh. Off-putting to me. Like, we agreed to drinks, so let's do drinks. What is this pre-hand before coffee that you want to grab? Like, fuck off. You're going to pay for, what, a $5 latte, $5, $7 latte versus a $9 beer? Like, get out of here. Men never fail to baffle me, but I still believe in good men. There's still good men out there. Like,
all right, that's enough. So this whole thing, she's basically just upset that he is playing games just like she is. She literally sets a standard. Okay, I'm not going to go out with you unless it's a dinner date. And he says, oh, well, I just have to make sure that, you know, you're up to my standard and you're worth a dinner date, basically. And she's like, what? What? This is mind-blowing. A guy has standards? Bro, this is the exact problem with dating, is that women want it to be. They put this entire laundry list of boundaries and standards on their men, and they can't ask for a single thing in return. All this guy did was just flip the script. He said, no, well, I actually need to make sure that you're worthwhile. I need to make sure that you are worth investing in. She is saying the exact same thing. She's saying, well, oh, I need to know that you're going to invest in me by at least paying for a $50 dinner before I'll even consider being in the bed with you. Bruv, it is just pure insanity, okay? Again, I'm going to keep harping on it. You don't have to worry about this dating abroad, okay? A coffee date is a fantastic date. It is. You go out, you get to know each other, see if you vibe with each other, and that's it. And the women like that and appreciate that. Dude, it's just wild, man. It's just wild.
If being single was a sport, I would be the GOAT. And that's because I have world-class mindsets on how to be single and actually enjoy it. This is arguably the most important video I will ever make because there are so many women out there that experience crippling loneliness because they're single. They cannot imagine a world where being single is not a cruel punishment by the universe. I want to give you perspective that will help you change the way that you view being single forever, okay? And the only way to do that is to understand women history.
Yeah.
Women have been viewed as property for most of human history. And we forget about that because...
She gives women strategies on how to cope harder. The thing is, man, if you focus all of your attention on, oh, well, how can I just be happier being single, then you will more than likely remain single. If you put all of this effort into, okay, how can I make myself a more attractive prospect for a potential relationship, then you are significantly more likely to get into a relationship and you won't have to deal with the loneliness. See, this is just a mindset thing. A lot of people make decisions based off of fear, okay? They make decisions based off of fear. They make decisions based off of the worst potential outcomes that can happen. You have a lot of people really, really worried about remaining single for their entire lives, okay? But if they just take all of that effort, they switch their mindset to making decisions out of faith, faith that it will work out in the end, you would put that into the category of, okay, well, I'm just gonna try and become the best person I can be to end up in a relationship. So you put all of that effort into, okay, I'm gonna try and become the best person for a relationship I can possibly be. Then you are significantly more likely to get that result. And you won't have to worry about being alone. It's It's a win-win, but so many people make their decisions based off of fear and not out of faith. And the thing is, honestly, you need to keep both in mind, because I find when I go down both routes to some extent, that's where it works out the best for me personally. Let's take investing as an example. Invest in something and have faith that it will work out. But at the same time, you should be fearful of the potential downsides, okay? And in this fear route, that's where you do all of the research. That's where you do all the research to say, oh, well, is this actually a smart investment? Is this a good idea? Has this worked out before? And you keep that in mind at the same time. But you have so many people that are just totally off balance and are just completely in the deep end of fear. But really, you need both. You need something to run away from with the fear, and you need something to run towards with the faith. It took me so long to realize that, man. But when I did, it really helped me out.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to a coffee shop right now and see if that increases my possibility of finding someone. Come with me to grab a coffee, or two, or three. I don't know how many it's gonna take for me to find that person. Okay, I'm on my way to grab that coffee.
Like the video, subscribe, stay on the path of progress. I'll see you later.